Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Machick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to second. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Machick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is hit by the pitch. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal moves to third. One out. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardinal scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from May and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs fields it, and tags Hopkins. He's got Valdespino trapped. He throws to Hisa, and back to Briggs, who tags Valdespino for the double play. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields the ball and throws to second. Theobald drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Theobald. Knupp moves to second. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Porter and he is out, Heisa applying the tag. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to second. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1. And the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0 for 2 in the game. Keo hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hedlund scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a line drive into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Jerry May. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Gail Hopkins. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Floyd moves to second. Joe Keo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0 for 3 in the game. Keo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.